Are all religions the same? Do they all lead to God? The Bible's answer. No, all religions are not the same. The Bible contains many examples of religions that displease God. These fall into two basic categories. Category 1. Worshipping false gods. The Bible describes the worship of false gods with such terms as delusion, futility, and useless. Jehovah God commanded the ancient nation of Israel, "You must not have any other gods besides me." Exodus 20, verse 3 and 23. The footnote reads, "Jehovah is the name of the true God as revealed in the Bible." End of footnote. When the Israelites worshipped other gods, Jehovah became enraged. Numbers 25, 3. God still has the same attitude toward the worship of such so-called gods. 1 Corinthians 8, 5 and 6. He commands those who want to worship him to stop associating with those who practice false religion, saying, "Get out from among them and separate yourselves." 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 17. If all religions are the same and lead people to God, then why would God give such a command? Category 2. Worshipping the true God in a way he does not approve. At times, the Israelites worshipped God using beliefs and practices borrowed from the worship of false gods, but Jehovah rejected this attempt to mix true religion with false. Jesus condemned the religious leaders of his day because of the way they worshipped God. They made an outward show of being religious, yet they hypocritically disregarded the weightier matters of the law, namely justice and mercy and faithfulness. Matthew 23, 23. Likewise today, only religion that is based on truth leads people to God. This truth is found in the Bible. Religions whose teachings conflict with the Bible actually steer people away from God. Many teachings that people think come from the Bible, including the Trinity, the immortal soul, and eternal torment, were borrowed from those who worshipped false gods. Worship that promotes such teachings is in vain or useless because it replaces God's requirements with religious traditions. God detests religious hypocrisy. To help people draw closer to God, a religion must affect their everyday lives and not just consist of rituals or formalities. For example, the Bible says, "If any man thinks he is religious, but does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he is deceiving his own heart, and his worship is futile." The religion that is clean and undefiled from the standpoint of our God and Father is this: to look after orphans and widows in their tribulation and to keep oneself without spot from the world. James 1, 26 and 27, and footnotes. The King James Version uses the expression pure religion for this clean, unhypocritical worship.